Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, waiting for one more call to begin Wide Open Wednesday. We really can't start until we have the full complement of, until the lines are actually locked
yes.
and loaded.
So. We are streaming on YouTube as
Hi,
we
YouTube.
Speak.
Hello.
Hi. It's Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. You can call us at 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE, which I've never, a phone number I've never really liked. Never really enjoyed, but then again, it's our number and it's the one we use now. So
it's so funny you would say that because I have always adored that number.
Why now? Why would that be that you've adored that number?
I think it's great. 920-6673. It rolls right off the tongue. Easy to remember.
920 more. Well, let's analyze the numbers. 888-920-6673. That does have a role with it, but
we actually did a lot of research to get into that number.
Yes, we did.
Did we really?
Yeah, we did.
How about the letter number where it's 888-920-MORE? How do we feel
well,
about that?
Well, because we went through TMOS iterations and we couldn't get the right subsequence in.
And also there was some thought given to the point that with other shows using this studio, they may want to use the phone service and they
All
could
right,
be part of the MORE
it's
network.
Far too tedious. Let's get right to the phones. Let's go to...
But padding successful.
Let's go to JSO.
Who?
In Raleigh, or would this be Jason in Raleigh?
It's Jason, but it's usually just Jay.
Jay.
Hi, Jay. You sound far away. Who's screening the phones today, just out of curiosity?
Diego.
Yes, Adrian.
Hey, that's why it was Jason.
Old steady.
Jason. Forgot the end.
There was a girl who answered the phone.
A girl who answered the phone.
The lady.
Oh. Diego sitting right there. Maybe he's changing his voice.
I think Emily also screened a few calls early on.
Got it.
Yeah, it was the girl who did the, when you did the Adrian thing, but she did it the Jewish way, which I've been dying to hear again, but I haven't heard it in a while.
You are a fan of the show. Jay, what can we do for you this morning?
I've been trying to call for a few weeks. Question I have is, I'm from, you know, Poughkeepsie, New York, where Marist College is, and,
yes, sir.
And all that junk. And then growing up as a young kid, we listened to, you know, classic rock, PDH, you know, and it was just constant classic white rock. And as this generation is getting older, when is that music going to be done?
Oh, that is a great question. That is, you know, because, that's something I've wondered because I played a lot of it and I'm tired of it. I'm very tired.
When did it roll out? Like 94 or 3? Is that when the format started to really sort of?
Yeah, the format for the oldie format.
The classic rock
right
format. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, you go back. Jay, are you burned as I am with that? And I played it on the edge.
Yeah. Like everywhere you go, like, you know, I'm in North Carolina now, but like living up there, it was just like the same Rush. The same, Welcome
ZZ
to the Jungle,
Top.
The same,
Bob Seger,
absolute
like,
crap.
Same stuff. And it's like, I know they have more music on their albums.
I agree.
Why not play other cuts?
Well,
and
you know what, that's...
being a black guy...
Yeah?
I'm sorry, being a black guy, it's like, is there other music from that generation we can play? Because, like, Rob's music, you know, Rob likes the, you know, he references the older, you know, Elvis stuff and... like that generation, you don't hear that music as often. So when is it time for another generation of music?
I think it's cyclical, Jay. Awful. I think it's going to be cyclical because I think if you talk about oldies, 50s music that was around when I was maybe in my 20s and 30s,
right.
That eventually just went away. So the oldies stations
right.
used to play 50s music
right.
And pop
good
music.
Call.
And then they age out.
That'll become
the
80s,
format,
90s, 2000s.
Yeah, the format basically ages out. That's what's going to happen. But I had a discussion with Kenny King multiple times about music. And I'm not a music guy. I'm not a musicologist. I'm not a music program
You're
director.
You're a musician, though.
I'm a musician, but I was never a program director, a music director. I was a program director, but I was never a guy that was versed in classic rock. But I used to say to Kenny, I said, Kenny, I grew up on these albums, these deep cuts like Rod Stewart and Faces. Go into the, you know, go into Long Distance Information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee with Rod. Go get play some of the deep cuts.
Memphis.
But no, it was every day. Mama, I'm coming home. It was every day. Sharp Dressed Man. It was just tedious. And I will always believe, and Kenny's a wonderful guy. We are good friends. I will always believe that my theory of get the record box with 1,000 records instead of 1,000 songs, I should say, instead of the 300 that are played on classic rock stations, and your audience will appreciate it because we will have moments of memory and you'll go, hey, what's that one? He believed that everybody was like, bah! And well, wanted to hear the same stuff all the time.
The track record of radio listenership kind of backs him up. However, do you remember for a while when they had like Bob FM and Alice FM?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a while, they still have that.
But when they were new, what they would do is they would roll out and they would have like 1,000 record playlists and give you those aha moments to hook you. That was like stunt programming. But within, you know, a month and a half, they're back down to 250 records.
Also,
because Kenny wanted to bring people in that would be hooked, that were listening for the first time.
Right.
I wanted to serve the audience that was there and have them
hit the nail on the head.
That's what the differing philosophy
is. It's your average time spent listening, sir. You essentially, the music and radio companies have enough data to say, okay, someone's going to listen for the average of 12 minutes. This
yep.
hour, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So they want to give you the hits.
That were lifers.
They want to give you the hits.
And I was a believer that if you have a radio station you love, you stay with it. And it's kind of the theory with this show because we have people that stay with us when they turn it on, they stay for the duration.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because
different.
You know, hey, remember what Rob Spiewak says: if you miss a little, you miss a lot. Who did you steal that from?
You will be so delighted when I tell you that's
who?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, there you go.
He's dead now. Talk about aging out.
Young. Let's go to number one P1 from Spokane, Washington. He's Dirk Vastrick.
Hey,
Dirk.
All right.
Woo!
Good morning, guys.
Whoa.
Hey, you know, we can eliminate people having to remember the telephone number if they just dial in through the new TMOS app. Powered by PlayaPod.
Yeah, well there done.
And Mike, here's a little something just for you.
Dirk Vastrick.
Hey. Hi, it's Dirk Vastrick. I've got my new... Hey, Dirk, I figured I'd talk to you because you're a big guy with a big, deep voice. And I just love putting on my sound machine when you're on. How are you, Dirk?
I'm just peachy here.
That's wonderful. How are things in the great city of Spokane?
I am just loving it every single day, and I called in this morning because I wanted to be one of the first to say happy number 2000 coming up on Friday. Hashtag TMOS 2000.
That is awesome.
Very
hey, Dirk,
cool.
I want to ask you about
2,000 pennies coming your way.
Nobody is closer. Nobody is closer to Stephen Douglas McIntyre than Dirk Vastrick. And for those of us that are friends with him on Facebook, a major occurrence last night. He changed his profile picture.
Wow.
And it looked like he was at Disney World. Did you get a chance to see that, Dirk?
I did indeed. I think the turtle's head has finally come out from the shell.
That's a what? That is a positive development for those like me.
Six
that
more
were
weeks
worried.
Of spring.
That's right.
I was worried about STM. I did. I have had a couple of exchanges with him during his hiatus, but it was nice to see that because he looked reasonably happy, right? And you've been in more contact with him than most. How is his state of mind now that he has been away from the fan club for so long?
Well, I haven't had that much contact with him. I've been respecting his privacy, but he certainly looks and appears to be very happy and healthy.
That's good.
And I've had a couple of contacts with him, and those have been very pleasant. So
yeah, me too. We wish you well, SDM. Nice to see that you changed your profile picture. That means that. And he said to me that there's a chance that he'll be coming out and joining us out west. So I look forward to that. And you know, and as I said, I felt bad about the way that all went down. I mean, I yelled at him. People on the fan club yelled at him, and then he just took a hiatus. And nobody has done more to promote and support the show. So.
True.
I just want to give a shout out to STM and Dirk, you too. You're a big supporter and we appreciate that. And thanks for the congratulations on show number 2000. We really, really appreciate that. Let's go to Wes from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Wes, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good boning.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody. How's everybody down there?
Hi, Wes.
Oh, we're so good. We're so good and fine good.
You can ask to take names.
Good deal.
The Caps won last night. How could I be bad, Wes? I'm talking while you're talking. How could I be bad? The Caps won last night. They beat Pittsburgh, setting the table for perhaps even a 3-1 lead and then losing that.
I saw that. Don't get happy, Mike.
It does sound like I am. I'm not. Go ahead, Wes. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm calling on the new PlayaPod app, and I had a good thing to say. I had something I liked, something I didn't like, and an information request. So if I could direct everything to Oscar.
I'm here.
First of all, is the information request based on something you don't like?
No, it's just a straight information request.
Let's get the information request first. Go ahead.
Okay, information request. Will Guilty Pleasure by Maddie ever be part of the PlayaPod app?
Oh, this is a great question.
It is.
We're in episode 2.
We just completed episode 2, which was even better than the first, in my opinion.
This is the sequence, the order of operation. We have finally finished episode 2. We have enough to have Mr. Mike O'Mara, the Grand Poobah here at More Broadcasting, take a listen. Once he gives us the thumbs up or thumbs down, like in Game of Thrones, we will see where that goes.
All right, okay, very good. That's a good answer. Wes, I'm controlling this.
Controlling.
I have to control this. Wes, what now? Mention the thing you like, please.
Yeah.
The thing I like is Political Persuasions is part of the app, so I can just download it and listen up.
That's good. Well,
that's
I appreciate
excellent.
That.
Yes.
We'll be debuting another one. My God, what a week.
Supersized Political Persuasion.
You're on that show, Mike, right?
I'm on that show.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And now we love to save the worst for last. What is the thing you don't like?
The thing I don't like is there is not a manual delete option. You have to wait until the whole show is completed. And then sometimes on my app, it's automatically deleting and it takes a while. Or sometimes it won't even delete, even though I've listened to the show and I basically have to run through the show again with the volume like down and wait for it to do it then.
Why would you want to delete anything that we put out on our network? Don't you want to keep it all?
That's a legitimate question he's got. I want to ask Oscar, is there a way of, could Todd manage something like that, do you think?
I'm sure he can, but sir, let me ask you this. What more can we do for you? We sit here and provide top-tier, top-notch ways for you to listen to the program, and you call us on our work day while we're trying to entertain.
I love you, Wes. This is Mike. I love you. More free stuff.
That can't just happen.
Wes.
Phil from Bethesda, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, Joe, man. Mike.
Is every telephone today in someone's ass? I'm just curious.
I love this guy in the Shape of Water.
Are you using Bluetooth, Phil?
I am not. I'm using my new fancy phone.
Wait, you're using your new fancy phone?
Yeah.
Are you on speaker?
Am I what?
Are you on speaker?
No, I am not. I'm speaking to you directly.
Okay, go ahead, Phil.
On a new iPhone 8.
Is it us?
No, this is not us.
No.
We need to break up with this person.
I think so.
Let's talk about gambling.
No, what? You don't direct the show. Mike does.
What the hell was that?
I don't even know why I'm going crazy on people. I apologize. There's a lot going on right now. Sir, why do you want to talk about gambling?
It's not mustard, it's egg yolk.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. It's gone. Thank God. Yes, it's gone. We couldn't see it earlier. You had egg on your face, literally.
My wife left early to go to Sarasota with her buddy and my little guy. And see, I'm a hot mess. You know, made my own breakfast and got it on my beard. I'm so embarrassed.
I wrote Mike. I said red
Oscar
alert.
Was so kind, and he let me know that I had egg yolk on my beard.
I said red alert. You got something on your face.
Yeah. Phil,
is now coming in yellow.
Yeah. Oh, so, so disgusting. I had a Friday today.
Yeah. Runny?
What was Phil talking about?
If you want to talk about gambling.
Let's talk about gambling, Phil.
Let's talk about the Kentucky Derby. Who do you like, Mike?
I'm bummed out because I'm not going to that Kentucky Derby party with the bad guy there. So
you will get all of our Kentucky Derby picks on the bonus show this week. We're going to break down and analyze the race.
All right. My money, I like to steal Don Geronimo's line, one of the very first line when I became a fan of Don's years ago. I will steal this line. My money, Phil, is on Mr. Ed because he told me he was going to win. Thank you very much. One of my favorite all-time
jokes. I still love it.
In the world. That's
great.
Let's go to a beautiful, beautiful town in Virginia, Round Hill, VA.
Yeah.
Tom, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. What can we do for you?
I just want to say hi to Mike, Rob, and Tony.
Oh.
Oscar, you're a douche.
Hold on. No, you know, one for all for one here. Why the hostility on our brother Oscar? What's going on here?
Because I'm different.
Well, I got to be honest with you. It's just every time I hear his voice, my head starts pounding.
Man.
And his laugh makes my blood pressure go up. I don't know what it is. I'll be honest with you. He is just annoying.
Okay.
Now you realize that, you know, there's people out in radio land. They have their favorites, you realize, and there are people that say the same thing about Rob and me. You know that. That happens. But it's very cruel to call on our wide open Wednesday and attack.
I can take it, Mike.
Yeah, whether or not it's valid, it is not appropriate.
That's right. Yeah, what do you have to say? What do you have to say about that, Tom? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's go to Rick from D.C. Rick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
Hi,
good
Rick.
Morning.
What can we do for you?
Mike, don't ever doubt the influence that this show has on the listeners. Let me tell you, last week I walked into our laundry room at home, and on top of the washing machine were clean clothes. One pile, nicely folded, and then just a pile of other clean clothes. Without even thinking, I looked at it, and I said out loud to no one, I don't understand.
That's funny. You're the caller of the day.
Good use of it.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that a lot.
That's awesome.
Let's go to Chad from Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin. I got a guy down here that I play a lot of golf with that I like a lot from Mad City. So I have a soft spot in my heart for that part of the world. We got some good fans out in Madison. Chad, what can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Tomorrow's a big day for me and the fiance. I want to do a shout-out to her. Hey, Katie, I love you.
Katie!
Hi, Katie.
Yes. We have a home inspection tomorrow. Oscar, I'm joining the Tiny House Club.
Oh, really? What's the square footage? Give us some vitals.
534.
Yes!
Wow!
You could have been on Tiny Home on the Discovery Channel. You could have totally been on it.
That's the same square footage if I just stepped up one size on my refrigerator.
Oh, boy.
Where's your
Chad,
bed?
Chad, can you give us the layout of the home, please?
It's a 1900-style small house. I think it's been added on, surprisingly, once. It's technically what they call two bedrooms, but the second bedroom is basically the laundry room. The basement's about a 10 by 14. It's on 0.4 acres. And
it's a lot of acres for a small
house. It has a three-car garage that's double-sized the house.
Wow. Does it have cathedral ceilings?
You know it does. You know it does. I can hear the prayers when I walked in. That's what sold it.
Wow.
So is this your first home, Chad? Is this going to be your first foray into the home ownership market?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm 38. I'm finally pulling the trigger.
Good man.
I had one of those upbringings where success didn't seem like it was ever in the cards. So I've been pragmatic my entire life. But
attaboy. Attaboy.
Just wanted to know if you guys have any advice for what not to do, what not to buy, possibly within the first year.
Don't buy furniture.
Don't buy radiators either. New radiators, right, Oscar?
Well, no, just don't throw them away.
Yeah, don't cut out anything you don't know. You don't know about.
Yeah, don't disassemble any brickwork.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I know you're saying nice things about your lady right now because you're going to live in very, very close quarters, but this would be my advice to you. Shortly after you close on the property and it becomes yours, you become a full-fledged homeowner, I would drive down to the local sporting goods store and buy yourself a really good tent for when you have to stay out in the backyard.
Yeah. Well, he's got the garage. The garage.
Oh, the garage. Yeah, right. The garage.
Convert the garage into a suite.
And just a sleeping bag.
As soon as you close the deal, she's going to want to rape you with window treatments. She's going to want to spend a fortune on window treatments because women do that. So go and get yourself a staple gun and some cheap sheets.
Yeah, I might not
There's about four windows, so it should be pretty cheap.
All right.
Okay, that's good. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Let's go to Steve from Badger Country, Wisconsin. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike. Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? How are you, Steve? What can we do for you?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you guys had watched that Netflix show, A Futile and Stupid Gesture.
Yes. Oscar and I have both seen it.
Love it. I think Mike actually got into it. Did you finish that that program up?
The History of the Lampoon?
Yes, I did watch that.
Yeah,
and, you know, what's interesting about that is the book that I read, Caddyshack, and I had to be jogged. My memory had to be jogged about A Futile Gesture. It parallels the Caddyshack story because there's a lot about the Harvard Lampoon that became the National Lampoon. And this guy, Doug Kenny, who was a wonderful mad genius, and they will always speculate as to whether he fell off a cliff in Hawaii or jumped off a cliff in Hawaii. But it is truly amazing when you watch that documentary and then you read the book Caddyshack, how teeny and tiny the small little group of people that changed the culture of comedy in America. Mm-hmm. Yes, there were stand-up comedians, great ones like Richard Pryor and George Carlin. But really, this group of people that were instrumental in the development Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Pretty spectacular. And nothing like it anymore. Nobody's doing that kind of work. And by the way, in news you may not need, it'll probably annoy Rob, but there's a funny bit that I think, Rob, you might even like.
What's that?
That's going to be coming on, speaking of Saturday Night Live. That's a little tease for news you may not
good.
Need. So, that's a great documentary for anybody that's curious about how the origins of how it all got started. And I'm somebody who's old enough to remember going downtown and seeing a scantily clad lady on the front of the National Lampoon and buying it because I knew that I'd see naked boobs inside.
Oh, yeah, I love when they described it. They say it's half Mad Magazine and half Playboy. It's a great, great explanation of what the Lampoon used to be.
They were smart enough to know that. And so did we on the Don and Mike Show in the early days.
The book you mentioned, the Caddyshack book, is by Chris Nashawaty. We had him on last week.
Yes.
Congratulations to him. It's on the top 20 bestsellers on Amazon right now.
Oh, great.
So I'm glad to see he's having success.
Good for him. And when you read that, you're not going to dive right into the Caddyshack stuff. So be prepared to get a primer in modern comedy and how these guys developed all of it.
But a great backstory. It is valid.
And,
yeah.
And would you not agree, Rob, like every single book written about comedy of the last 20 years, Chevy Chase comes off as a dick.
Always.
Always.
Chevy Chase. Oh, my God. He can't even, you know what? He can't even help it. In spite of himself, he's a dick.
Chevy was, that guy. That guy you see is Chevy.
Yep.
And then when Chevy got curmudgeon-y, like all old men do, it was very bad. Let's take two more, then we have to go to break. Joel from Richmond, Virginia. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey,
buddy. You've called before, morning. Joel. I recognize the call. Yes, sir. What can we do for you, Joel?
Well, first of all, I want to do roll call. You know, good morning, Mike. Good morning. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Pony. Hi, Oscar.
creep.
No. You know, we just have to, it's a thing.
I think this balances out the other call of the guy who hated you.
I'll take it.
Because this guy really likes
you. Send me some pics.
That's
right.
Well,
I'm just balancing out the fact that I'd like to move the call along a little bit. Can we do that, Joel?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So I'm campaign manager, Joel, running the Angie Williams campaign.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. Now I remember. I remember that. Absolutely.
I found myself pulling a Mike O'Mara last weekend. We've been out knocking doors and knocked on several thousand doors across the first district, and we had a volunteer meeting, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, we're going to win. And I'm standing there with Angie, and all of a sudden I scream, don't get happy.
Attaboy, Joel. That is awesome.
At me and said,
you know, hey, Joel, every time, for some
Joel's
reason.
Joel's a nice guy. I really like
Joel's
him.
A really nice guy. Joel, for some reason, during this call, I am flashing back to the character in Risky Business. I don't know why I am, but I'm remembering the character of Joel in Risky Business. And as you're talking about that Don't Get Happy story, which was a good story, I simply just want to say, Joel, did something happen to my egg? Joel, did something happen to my egg? That's what I wanted to say for that. One
you,
more
Joel.
Call. Bill from Franklin, Tennessee. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did that last guy just say he was polling on Mike O'Mara this weekend?
No, he was actually knocking on doors and polling. He's running a campaign. The way, the guy that was polling on me, that's another Joel, and that was at American University, and I did not put that quaalude in my system.
That's Mike's Me Too moment.
That's right.
That was Joel Rogers.
That was.
I wanted to congratulate you guys on 1,500 shows. Those first 400 or 500 were kind of iffy. But Mike, how was the dentist?
The dentist was fine. I mean, it was, you know, it was okay. You know, they got, you know how they used to take exclusively the hooks to you when they clean your teeth?
Yeah.
Now they got the electronic stuff that really blasts it out of there. And the hygienist was good, but she pushed me on something that, and by the way, I think I teased this on the show and then I never got around to it. And she upsold me on a whitening gel.
Yeah.
For life. Where it was an extra $50.
I've been bamboozled into
and
this.
Now I got that, and I'm not happy.
A one-time payment of $50?
No, no, you prepay. I guess.
Yeah, no, one-time payment of $50, and you get whitening for life. That's what you get.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, she checked her actuarial table for you.
How can they afford it? They sell it to all people over.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh, sorry.
You
we
did
bored
it. Thanks,
you.
Bill. Yeah. Sorry about that. How do they make money on that?
Yeah.
They sell it to people my age, Rob. That's the way they do it. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When I was younger, I thought that the world was going to be simple and nice. But now, at the end of my life,
Netflix special.
I'm not so sure. I'm getting grumpy, which I don't like. Like, I don't like any new songs.
Seth
every
Meyers.
New song is about how tonight is the night and how we only have tonight. That's the message in 90% of songs. That's such 19-year-old garbage. I want to write songs for people in their 30s called Tonight's No Good, How About Wednesday? Oh, you're in Houston on Wednesday? Oh, okay. Well, then let's just not see each other for 6 months, and it doesn't matter at all.
I said comedy writers are often lazy, and so it's like a good example of a place when you need, you know, if you had a lot of paper towels, I'd be like, hey, Seth, what are you, Costco, you know? Not a good joke. It's easy, right?
Yeah.
So Florida is the Costco of upsetting people, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Like, it's just everything at once. You'd never make Florida on purpose. You'd never put it together like if it was a dinner party, you wouldn't be like, hey, you know who we should invite? A bunch of elderly Jewish people and some really cool gay people from South Beach and a bunch of conservative Cubans and a woman that looks like Bret the Hitman Hart driving a fan boat and a possum and an alligator and 12 serial killers and the richest people in the world trying not to pay taxes. And at the end of the dinner party, they decide who the president is.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Wow. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Thanks, Daryl Hammond. I called him Mulvaney the last. That's Mulaney, John Mulaney. And I have to say, is it John Mulaney?
Did John Mulaney, yeah.
John Mulaney, Netflix special. He's got a brand new Netflix special, I think.
Yeah, that's what he was sure promoting on Seth, that. Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the heart of our nation's capital, the Podcast Village Studios. That's where this show originates from, in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. It's a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We have a brand new app. A lot of people talked about it on Wide Open Wednesday. It's 24/7. You can listen. It's PlayaPod. It's great controls. It's calling the show from anywhere. You can download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, especially on Wide Open Wednesday, although they call at the beginning of the show and then they fizzle out.
Yeah.
888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Pro Flowers. We all know Mother's Day coming up.
Yes.
But doesn't mom deserve more than just one day? Damn right she does. Come on now. You know, look, you got to appreciate your mama, okay? And I'll tug on the tear strings right now. The fact is, my mama no longer with us, so I can't bring her flowers. So if you've got a mama that's upright and living on the earthly plane, get her flowers. Send her Pro Flowers for Mother's Day. She's guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. That's right. He did invoke his mother's death in the Pro Flowers commercial.
But it's important. So it's important, Mike.
Right now, our listeners can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just use the promo code TMOS. With fresh flowers and guaranteed delivery, plus unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need for a perfect Mother's Day. It's the best way to get your mom shopping done for all moms in your life. The only way to get 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's ProFlowers.com and the code TMOS. Okay, Washington Caps fans, I know there are many more of you that are saying thank you when I do the zang, and I'm all in, and it's fun, and it's fun to beat the Penguins. It really is. It's so much fun. And, you know, now we'll see what happens. We'll see if Tom Wilson gets suspended after that horrible hit last night. But, you know, they're saying he broke a guy's jaw. Oh, come on. Quit whining.
Yeah. Can but anyway. You take us through your ritual to watch the game, what you anticipated. I echoed many of your sentiments to the guys that were watching the pregame at Bode. And I said, Mike says that, you know, this might be the year because of the way they're playing after they score a goal.
Well, they're doing stuff they've never done before. And they're doing things like having a third period where they don't allow the team to get any shots on goal. That's not what the Caps used to do. Mm-hmm. It used to be like a beehive in the other zone. The Capitals are doing tiny little things that seem different, but I'm not going to get happy. I'm not going to get sucked in. And here's the thing. Because of that, because I have gotten my mind right, yes, I am watching to see what happens because I'm curious. But at the same time, I am not as emotionally racked as I have been in previous seasons. So I was able to watch that game, even when Pittsburgh took the lead, with a strange amount of calm where I was just a little pissed. I was just kind of pissed off, but not that pissed off. Not as much as I normally get. And I watched it. And then, you know, at the end, it was just refreshing to see the guys that I have lambasted year after year, the old veterans that are still there. Nicholas, not Nicholas. Nicholas, because that's the Swedish thing. Nicholas Backstrom and Alex Ovechkin got the winning goal, the game winner, at, like with a minute to go. They won that game like Pittsburgh would have won a game against us.
Like bizarro Capitals series. Hockey. Yes.
Kind of bizarro Capitals. But I have to say, they have a 2-1 lead in the series, and that is nothing to get happy about. So
don't get happy.
Sure. Now, I do have a question for you. Even though along this journey, you are less emotionally invested and therefore not as destroyed if something bad happens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you think the old feelings will rear their head if, say, yes, this goes to 7 and, God forbid,
yes,
they get shut out of the
advancement? Yeah, I'll be a complete wreck.
Yeah.
I will be a complete wreck if it does go to 7 games. But that's okay. This is fun. This is putting emotion into it, and putting yourself emotionally into it is, that's the whole reason we do it, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
that's
true.
Way we do that thing. Let's go to Caleb, who is simply on I-95. Caleb, how are you? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. I'm actually on the Super Slab driving south, hopefully to see you guys tomorrow morning with a couple cases of beer.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Is this the Caleb that's dating my daughter?
No.
Okay, good, good, because I don't want him to have any beer.
Caleb, you're coming south on 95. Are you coming from the Great White North?
You know it. Scarborough, Maine.
Scarborough. Yes, sir.
What kind of beer are you bringing?
It's Rising Tide Mita. It's the Maine Island Trail Association beer.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds pretty heavy.
Yeah.
That sounds like, that sounds like an ABV of 8. That sounds exciting.
Nope. It's actually a very low alcohol. It's 4.3, I think.
Oh, like Miller Lite.
Oh man. An all-day IPA.
Low alcohol.
Very drinkable.
Oh, hey, calm
hey,
down. Yeah.
Hey.
They don't all have to have high alcohol. Shut up. Knock it off.
What's with them?
Come on.
Bad crowd today.
Jeez. Well, Caleb, that's very dangerous. Very nice of you.
Caleb, you're coming for another reason. You're not just bringing us beers, right? You gone? Oh, he's gone.
He's off on another Caleb adventure.
Maybe he drank some of that ABV.
I didn't get a chance to ask him if he was going to the fair in Scarborough. Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel humor. Always top of mind. Look at the man who laughed the hardest at that.
I got it.
There you go. Are you going to Scarborough?
It's going to be a good one this year, Mike, because actually it's hosted by Chuck Scarborough.
Yeah, that's right. That, is he the anchor man from New York?
Yes.
Oh, we have to take a break. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And are you going to Scarborough Fair? Yeah. I'm bringing herbs.
Mike, I have a shopping list that only has four items, but I need to get them at the fair.
Yes. One begins with P, one begins with S, one begins with R, and one begins with T.
That's exactly
parsley,
right.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. God, oh, shut up, Michael.
Shut up.
We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, Andrew.
Does your man look like me?
Yes.
No.
No.
Does he sound like me?
No. No. Yes. Yes. No.
Could he be like me?
Yes. Yes. No, no.
If he started listening to TMOS every day and bought the bonus show where he can listen to unlimited content about my travels, loves, dietary restrictions, and murderous plots against me involving chocolate cake, where he can learn, like nowhere else in the world, how to make cream-filled cannolis and serve them early in the morning to whoever he's with from the night before. So, ladies, does your man want to be like me? You tell me. Ciao, belle.
That little dipping at the end.
That's our new thing. That's our new thing with it, yeah.
Jesus, that's funny. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon still is the best. However, we tell you every day, please, please, Oscar, tell the people. We need to get them to step up. This
Love
is,
people.
This is the future of the show. Yeah, we had a little blip. We got to fix the blip.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fix it.
Or we can't keep doing this. Come on now, please.
Listen, things change. We ask you to do one thing is when you shop Amazon, shop through our website because we have a product of the day every day. You don't have to buy that product. You can continue shopping after that. But if you're into it, pick it up.
Yeah, do it.
Go ahead. What do we have for today, Rob Spiewak? What's the product of the day?
I'm not going to cite people or name names, but I know there are people in our Armenian community whose lives have been overrun by vermin. And
what they
need is a professional, humane, live animal trap. This is ideal for catching nuisance animals like groundhogs, coyotes,
Groundhog Day,
opossums, huge raccoons, skunk, voles, rats, weasels, groundhogs, and armadillos. It's humane. You can catch and release, and you can get it at our Amazon page.
All right. You can find the trap and more at MikeOmerishow.com.
The trap and the trap.
Get to clicking, you Amazonians.
Get your coyotes.
Wide open Wednesday.
Lousy
on the,
with voles.
Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go to Mike from D.C. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you, Mike?
I have a quick question for Rob.
Shoot.
Have you seen The Detectorists on Netflix?
The what?
It's called The Detectorists.
No, I've not seen it.
It's weird. You should check it out. It's a BBC-produced TV show, I believe. It's got two seasons. It, for some reason, it reminded me of you. It's crazy quirky. It's very weird. British-y type of sense of humor.
Okay, I'll take a look.
These characters are crazy. Please do. Let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Mike. We appreciate that. And we would not be doing our duty if we did not let our investors out there. Been a real rocky ride in the stock market lately, but that sound can only mean one thing. Time to go to Mohammed from Woodbridge and get our stock tip of the day. Mo, lay it on us. What do you have for us today?
Home Depot HD.
There it is.
Home
there
Depot.
It is.
That,
is,
that makes that sense. Is,
yes, thank you.
Probably going to be a great quarter with all the renovations going on and people doing it DIY style.
This has been. That's right.
He was right on Apple months ago.
Wasn't he? That was a
up 5%.
Right, really went out on a limb there. Let's hey, Caleb is calling back.
Oh, good.
Caleb is calling back from 95. We got disconnected, Caleb.
Yeah, sorry about that. I hit the New Hampshire border.
All right.
Yeah,
is there anything else that we need from you, or just other than to tell you safe trip?
That's it. I would just like to know where I could meet someone to hand off two cases of beer.
Rob, why don't you give him your cell number on the air and have him meet you at the studio?
I think that's a great idea, Oscar. It is 1-888. Oscar.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Hostile. Sir, you can meet me here at the studio. I'll be here all day tomorrow.
all day tomorrow?
Yes. And if you'd like, private message me on Facebook or email Oscar at MichaelMaraShow.com and I'll get back to you.
Okay, I'll have to email you. I don't do Facebook.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Are you doing anything else while you're down here, Caleb? Are you visiting anyone?
We're actually driving to Wilmington, North Carolina. My niece is graduating college on Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting. Good for you.
Congrats. All right, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. All right, then
We're hitting D.C. for the Smithsonian also.
Oh, are you so going nice. To be having to wait an extra time? When are you planning on getting into D.C., Caleb?
Tonight, this afternoon sometime.
Oh, well, then this come afternoon. Over this afternoon.
Sure.
Come over this afternoon, and then your time is your own. Okay? And, make sure you pass the screening first.
Yes.
That's it. he's gone.
Oh, Mike, you don't even know. I totally forgot to tell you. On Sunday, we were here working at Podcast Village, and we were bum-rushed by a family of TMOSers. Apparently, they were doing the escape room downstairs.
Yes.
And then we were sitting there editing and doing some work, and then boom, this whole family busts in. They said, "Does Mike O'Mara broadcast here?" And then you see the parents and the kids. Must have been 11 of them, Mike. 11 of them. And I was like, oh, this is what it's going to turn into. People just stop by Graceland.
Sure.
Oh, that must have been from when I was doing that radio program out in Utah. And yeah, it's a long story. I've got many, many,
but,
many
but
relatives.
People are making a pilgrimage to you and your studio now.
And meanwhile, Oscar told them
Podcast
what we
Village, baby. Yeah. What's that? I'm sorry, Rob.
Oscar told them what we always tell them is that Mr. Liddy will be out after 2 and he will sign your book.
Tell you, Gordon Liddy working in the studio with that man, that's when they got the people that came in from the home. That was strange stuff.
Oh, I bet.
Mean, Liddy would be the Shel Nopes strip of listener attraction. We'd have people out. I would know instantaneously when there'd be a Liddy fan out there. You could see in the glossed over eyes, you know, just the glassy eyed, hello, Mr. Liddy.
I got the best one ever. I came in, we were setting up the studio because there was an hour between the Liddy show's completion and the beginning of the Don and Mike show.
Right.
So a lot of walking back and forth. A guy comes and he literally staggered in the building to Miss Terry at the front desk. His head was bleeding and he was asking Gordon to appraise the value of a pistol, which he had in his hand.
Yes.
And I said, okay, I'm going to go to the studio now and shut the door behind me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was scary.
Is that better, Oscar?
Yes.
Is that better? Okay, better headroom?
I just want you to look great, Mike.
That's max headroom.
New studio.
Before we break, I do want to mention The Handmaid's Tale, and it's on tonight. And
you issued a statement that you would not watch it until they were all posted.
Couldn't help it. Loved it too much. You know, my cousin's in it. So,
right.
By the way, it's always exciting when you have a cousin who's used for a joke at the White House Correspondents there because she's so attractive. Anyway, that's the O'Mara legacy right there, you know. And everybody, you know.
I think that was more a dig at Sanders than it was your cousin.
They're not O'Maras, they're Dowds, okay?
Yeah.
And when you think about Dowds, you've got that president's former attorney. You want to see a handsome man? Look at the you know, attorney Dowd that was representing the president, and then look at Ann. But let me just say this. The sophomore seasons of these shows can be problematic.
Yes.
And there's no exception with The Handmaid's Tale. It's like, move it along a little bit. Move it along. You had a great opening 15 minutes and then cut. All right. And I like Elizabeth Moss as much as the next guy, but we don't need to have a pimple showing close up of Elizabeth Moss every 38 seconds in The Handmaid's Tale. Okay. I know she's an accomplished actress, but you know, a little that they are just. The camera, her nose practically presses up against it, and it's every 5 seconds. Every 5 seconds, it's like this. You know? And I'm tired of it. I know they said that they would, by the way, if you're not into Handmaid's Tale, this isn't going to relate to you at all.
Right.
So please go do something else. But they said that they would expand the content of the show to go to this area that they've been talking about called the colonies, the evil place where they send everybody to die.
Right.
And that's just lying there. That's just, is anybody else watching this? Is anybody watching it?
Yeah.
Pony, are you watching it?
I know
it?
Pony's into it. I have not gotten to season 2.
I haven't seen it watch
so
it.
So have you watched the first two this season?
I got through episode 1 and was quite shocked by Aunt Lydia's punishments. That was pretty amazing. I did not get to episode 2 yet. Mm-hmm. But I had a feeling they were going to be
slow?
Moving.
It's not slow. It actually starts really good. It needs to have a little bit more intrigue. And the intrigue comes from not elaborate sets and more money being mm-hmm. put into the production. The intrigue comes with the character development. That's what it's all about.
And the suspense. Just one little infraction could be death. I mean, that show builds that suspense so well. And
Do you want mercy?
Such great lovemaking scenes, too.
Oh, stop it. You keep bringing that up.
Pone bone.
Pony likes that.
Pony bone.
Gross.
Anyway, that's it. Yeah. So
His new girlfriend of Pony.
That's it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going.
Good.
Are you staying with it, Pony? I'm not leaving. I'm staying with it.
Absolutely. It's great.
Better than most things on TV. That's the way I look at it. So,
amen. You know what, Mike? I will catch up this weekend on the Handmaid's Tale.
And the cough drop.
I feel like I'm missing out here. I feel like I'm missing out.
It's worthy of you, but tell me, be aware of the close-ups. Every 5 seconds, it's like, I mean, really, she's not Grace Kelly, okay?
Should we send her some exfoliant?
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Team OS listeners, it's your favorite fan man, Dan.
I have the opportunity of a lifetime
for you.
Introducing the I Like Mike Z-Ship Air Fryer Challenge. Just email us at ilikemike@mikeomarashow.com and tell us why you like Mike. If you're chosen as the winner, you'll win a Z-Chef Air Fryer. Air Fryer. It's a fryer, grill, and convection oven
all in one.
80% less fat, 80% more fun. It has less oil because of my trademark, Dan the Fan Man Fry Fan. If you like fries that aren't bland, you need to get fans from your favorite Fan Man Dan. It's turbo charge, whatever the hell that means. On Friday, we'll announce the winner of the I Like Mike Z-Chef Air Fryer Challenge on the air. So get writing about why you like Mike and get ready to fry on Friday.
Thank you. Are the entries pouring in?
Yes. There's an early favorite, but there's lots of good ones, so it's not too late to get in and win.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Little Bits. I hold in my hand a robot that I created. I created this robot. Hi, old friend. That's enough. That'll be quite enough. It's the greatest toy in the world. I made this with my son. I made it with a. Are you playing them too?
Yes.
Are you playing them too? Stop it. This is what I talk about. Help me when I need the help. I have the real one.
See, that's it.
There he is. The sounds. We're talking about Little Bits. All right. Little Bits is right here. We have received the Little Bits complete droid kit. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's the droid. And it's the coolest thing ever. The
kit
comes with six bits.
Snazzy.
I'm going to play the scream sound. Let me see if I've got that one. That's my son's favorite sound when the droid screams. Here we go. Sounds like a monkey, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, the Little Bits, this is a kit. It's a step-by-step assembly kit. It comes with instructions and video, and then you put the app on your phone, and you can control it, and it moves all over the house. You can reconfigure your kit to different ways to create brand-new droids. It's really it's spectacular. You can play yours. They sound better.
So much fun.
Meanwhile... there it is. There's my world. There's my world right there. Meanwhile, your kids are learning to assemble and control electronics with codes and missions. Yeah, flawless playing of the sounds when we're interrupting Mike. When Mike wants the sounds, we play Moe's stock tip sound. Jesus. It does require a smart device. See the website for complete device details. Our kids love it because they built it. Rob's kid built it.
Oh, loves it.
Mm-hmm. Robert built his. My son stood quietly by and said, Daddy, is it done yet? There it is. Visit littlebits.com. The reason I'm holding this up, because I did put it together. There's the circuit board. You put the whole thing together.
Yeah.
You actually put that whole thing. It's building a robot. Visit littlebits.com. Isn't that right, Little Bits? Uh, Get the Toy Association's 2018 Toy of the Year for your kids and inspire invention. What this is, because we've been doing all this stuff with the sounds.
Yeah.
This actually, it has wheels. See the wheels on
it? Oh, that's
true. And it will be a mobile robot that goes right through your house and rolls everywhere. So please get Little Bits. Littlebits.com/TMOS for $10 off a Droid Inventor Kit. There's something special about something you put together yourself. And that's what my son and I were able to do. It really was.
What I got to say is that not only did Robert put it together, he was surrounded by five of his friends who came over to play Fortnite. Ooh. And when they saw him assembling this, they dropped all of their gaming stuff and just huddled and watched. They were fascinated by it because it's such a cool procedure.
May the 4th is coming up.
That is.
Perfect gift.
Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please do. Please do. Thank you, Little Bits. And remember, enter the code TMOS when you check out. We would appreciate that. And that was a big, big fun. And in between my son's favorite new line that he says, almost by the hour now, you hurt my feelings.
Oh, no.
You hurt my feelings. I like mommy better than you. And then he says to mommy, I like daddy better than you. And you hurt my feelings. And, you know, so we pick him up at school together yesterday, which is, you know, it's a fun activity. And, you know, Carla parks far away from the school. And she says, you want to walk in with me? I said, nope. And so she heads in and she comes back. And I know when he gets into the car, it's like, it's like, oh, here we go.
Why?
Here's another. Why not? He's always doing that. It's, you know, it's what he does, you know? And so he's at that. And, Dad, mommy hurt my feelings. What did she do? And the answer will be, she makes when I press them. I said, Mike, you can't tell me what she did. Whining. I can't understand you. What's going on? Why are you upset?
Oh, dude. I'm sorry, Bruno.
I said, Michael, I cannot understand you if you're whining. It's
if you
hard
talk
to
like
understand.
Stuart from
please
from Mad TV.
You know, it's I just want to know what's wrong. That's it. I don't want to hear the whining anymore. No more whining. Then it pivots to me. Dad, you hurt my feelings. I know I hurt your feelings, Michael, but I really, we're going to have a fun day today, and I just don't want you to whine. Can you tell me what's the matter? Did you have a bad day at school?
Yeah.
I said, what happened at school? I said, what? I said, Michael, I can't even understand you. Can you just tell me what happened? Can you please tell me? And then I'm waiting for something about school. He says,
mommy hurt my feelings.
All right, that's it. I can't do it. Can't do it anymore. And then within 10 seconds, he is fully recovered.
Yeah.
He, as I said to him after he skated off the ice last night, you were on fire. Which he was. He was skating like the wind. And yes, I'm a typical American dad. Academic achievement, poo-poo. He skated well. Yeah. That was fantastic. It was really
you should try
fun.
What I did when our kids went through that you hurt my feelings stage. All you say is, no, I didn't.
No, that doesn't work.
Where does this come from, though? Because I don't know. Either they're self-aware enough or they're taught in school that if someone hurts your feelings, to tell them that.
Let's just do this. Maybe. I got a playlet idea. When Rob said that, Oscar, I got a playlet
please,
idea.
Please.
Okay, this is for you. This is, let's do a playlet for Oscar. Okay.
Okay.
So what would you say when your kid would say, you hurt my feelings?
No, you didn't.
All right. So this is exactly.
Or no,
how this
I didn't rather.
Okay. But this is how it will go. And Rob knows this because he's probably been on the receiver. Yeah.
Daddy, you hurt my feelings.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
And scene.
Thank you.
Mike,
thank you very much.
I just had a little PTSD there.
Because then mommy will look over and say, are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, what are you doing to your son? What are you doing?
Do you really want to torture your son? Is that what you want to do?
I believe one time Carrie said to me, you know, that has ramifications.
Yes. Amen. Amen. It's just but you know what? And it's like him. He bounces back in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I love him when he's being a complete S. I love it. I love it. I love the guy. I mean, I'm in love with this human being. And it's fantastic. Even when he's going like that. And then he comes over. Right after we get it. And last night we put him in all the hockey gear. We put him in, he's got the little cup pants that, for hockey equipment, those that don't know, it's a jock, but it's built into shorts that have Velcro so they can hold up your hockey socks. I put him last night because I want to get him used to it. Because he's four. And, you know, he has the playoffs next week. No, I'm just an idiot.
How long does it take to assemble this entire outfit?
I started, yesterday when he got home from school at about 2:30 in the afternoon. We had practice at midnight. No, I'm kidding. No, it took a long time.
I bet.
And I put him in and he's fully dressed and he's locked into this outfit, right?
Okay.
And he's cool with it because he's comfortable and he's all padded up. Thank you, fried rice.
Yeah.
And he can slam all over the ice and be fine. And he's not on the ice. 60 seconds, he comes and goes, Daddy, I have to pee. And suddenly I hear, you have to what? No, you can't pee. You're in a suit of armor. And then immediately he said, no, Dad, I can wait. And he goes out and he skates and he didn't pee until he got home. Didn't have to. He just, I guess he had the urge and then it went away and then he was fantastic.
I guess he's not 47.
No.
Because it doesn't go away.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. You know, the pee urge doesn't go away. It's more for me when I'm eating Carla's vegan tuna. It's another kind of urgency that I've had. I've almost had an accident. I mean, it was terrible.
Like Drano for humans.
Yeah,
it's Drano for humans, and it's always you're in the middle of like a home improvement store.
Yeah,
and you know, and you don't want to go, and you don't, and you're looking for the facility. You know, where is it? Where is it? It's in the front. No, it's in the back. You work here.
But what it is, it's two girls, one cup pants.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's nasty business.
Gross. Oh, God. Oh, that is so nasty.
There's a line that you love to cross.
Pony, why do you write those jokes?
I love that video.
I know you do.
Oh,
both of you. Freak.
So, anyway, he's wonderful.
But the feelings being hurt, where does that come from?
Yeah.
Just a little kid thing. It's they all go through a phase. And nobody gets over. Look at the Avengers fans. Nobody gets over.
That's true.
Do you get backlash? Right? Was there any backlash?
It's not, you know, it's not hostile backlash, but it's really, my feelings would be, listen, hey, Avengers fan. Okay. Not my cup of tea. Stop being so personal. It's that, don't be so goddamn defensive about it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's not my cup of tea. I don't begrudge you enjoying it. I might say some poo-poo things about it, but it's because, you know what? Take it this way. When I'm saying that, be sorry for me. Feel sorry for me because I'm not able to enjoy that wonderful explosion fest that you seem to think should get a Best Picture nomination.
Yes.
That's okay. I don't like it, but you enjoy it. Don't need to be so defensive. Why are you protesting so much? Are you thinking to yourself that maybe you are an idiot for watching that and enjoying it so much? I mean, are you getting sensitive about that or what? Because I only said it once and then I moved on, but
yes.
I understand people like it. And I got news for you. When it comes out on pay-per-view, I won't watch it, but when it's on cable, I'll give it 5 minutes.
Sure.
So, yeah. I mean, there you go.
I think you struck gold when you tried to parallel the world of Full House and the overall Infinity War Marvel characters.
Yeah.
Where you had John Thanos.
Thanos.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanos as Uncle Jesse. Played, and John Thanos is played by Larry David?
Brolin. Brolin.
Oh.
James Josh Brolin. No, it's James Brolin.
James Brolin.
No kidding.
James Brolin.
Not at all.
It's James the ex Mrs. Barbara Streisand.
You guys are the worst.
Hi, I'm going to go cause some conflict
Oscar
in the
cosmos.
Oscar
loved it. Chad loved it. And did you do a whole show on how much you loved it?
We gave it a recap, but we also went to the movies together, so there's a whole backstory to that. Yeah. Right?
Does that happen very often? Do you get a chance
to
do that?
Well, as of late, I think might have been roughly 15 deep in our crew to see that movie on Sunday.
Like,
oh,
really?
Yeah, 15 people
like
met at the theater.
Okay, yeah.
One of our friends
you had an old-fashioned screening.
One of our friends bought a whole row of Alamo, and he put up a Facebook event, and he was kind enough to invite us.
Oh, that's
nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah. See, that's I love that. I support that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, a lot
of fun. That's great. I just wish you'd go to a good movie. That would be better if you'd go see that one. You know, but hey, there's nothing out there for me right now. I'm looking at the cinema. There's nothing that I like. That's not on pay-per-view. So I'm all for it. But for the Avengers people, okay, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah,
I want to make that really clear. I'm really glad you liked it, Merle. And I'm glad you want to go see it. Okay, so that's fine. And I want everybody to enjoy it. And to each his own. And that's okay, too. And it looks visually spectacular. spectacular.
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
It does.
And I bet you have your appetite whetted for Ant-Man and Whip-Man or whatever the new one that's coming out.
Is that the,
and,
is that,
and I think
is that,
48 hours.
Related? Ant-Man and the Wasp.
The Wasp is what it is.
Whip-Man. Yes.
Is that
guys,
related
can
to
we
the
stop?
Yes,
so
that's also
deals.
From the MCU, the Marvel Comic Universe. And what happens is Ant-Man fights crime and the Wasp hangs out at a country club.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You can joke all you want, Rob. But I've got a serious thing here.
Okay.
I've got a serious
hey, everyone
thing
quit goofing around.
I can
yes.
mock these superheroes, and they cover a variety of topics, but we have Ant-Man, we have Spider-Man, we have Iron Man, we have all these. I am writing a treatise for a screenplay.
Ooh, really?
You know, my buddy Mike Kelly. You're aware of him,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't reached out to him because I want to finish it up, but I have a working title, and this is going to be the ultimate superhero, Alimony Man. Alimony Man.
He always pays.
He does.
Yeah. Remember the alimony.
Oh, he always fulfills his obligations. Yes. And he's very
haunted.
Active.
Haunted by a horrible past.
Yes. He's very, very active with his own children on weekends. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Yeah, my favorite part.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
This is
feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOmaraShow.com.
TMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Thank you. Thank you, Mailbag Promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Spring is here. Pretty soon, the weather will be warmer than fresh milk.
Ew.
Oh.
Luckily, we've got your comedic cool down. The TMOS Bonus Show. Every week, you can depend on an extra hour of TMOS fun, uncensored and sans commercials. Prepare for the humidity with our stupidity. This weekend is going to be so hot, you'll see fire hydrants fighting over a dog. But you can keep your cool with the TMOS Bonus Show. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. The TMOS Bonus Show, now with extra zinc and 12-hour allergy protection from most tree pollens. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let's make the TMOS bonus show spread like Stormy Daniels' legs. So please quit sucking. And we
Whoa!
That's, I didn't write it. Your brother did.
No, Pony, man. Why do you write that copy?
This well, it's political.
It is.
Oh, that's I forgot to play my thing.
Yeah. What's going on?
News!
Buttons. We have robots in here. Let's play sound effects. Rob's playing sound effects. We're over-serving our clients. This is a great show. Great listeners, great phone calls, great show, great day. I love Wednesdays. You should, too. Hi, everybody. Let's move on. Kanye West. Hope you saw this video. He appeared on TMZ Live yesterday to talk up his love affair with President Trump. But he also blessed us with his interesting take on slavery. He said, quote, "When you hear about slavery for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like you were there for 400 years and it's all y'all? It's like we're mentally imprisoned." Later, he addressed the whole TMZ newsroom because he thinks that everyone's going to agree with him and like him.
Sure.
And he asked, quote, "Do you feel that I am being free and I am thinking free?" And he was immediately called out by a black TMZ staffer named Van Lathan. He said, Van Lathan said, "I actually don't think you're thinking anything. I think what you're doing right now is actually the absence of thought." To do this on the fly,
yeah,
as a staffer at TMZ with Kanye West in front of you,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it can be undersold how ballsy this guy was.
It is very gutsy
to do this, but then to do it articulately like that, the way he did it, I think it's actually the absence of thought. "There is a fact and real-life, real-world consequence behind everything you just said. While you are making music and being an artist, the rest of us have to deal with these threats to our lives and deal with the marginalization that comes from the 400 years of oppression that you said, for our people, was a choice."
Mm.
Frankly, and he goes on, this was stunning. because Kanye was completely, excuse the term, trumped by this guy. Frankly, this staffer, let me get his name right, Van Lathan, said, frankly, I'm disappointed, I'm appalled, and brother, I'm unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something that's not real. You got to be responsible.
Wow.
It was
pretty stunning.
First of all, I don't imagine any celebrities just walking into the studios of TMZ.
No.
It was strange. It was riveting. It was
nutty.
What it was.
Nutty thing.
How did he respond? Just kept walking?
The video ends with Kanye walking over and seemingly to start to apologize for hurting the guy, and then it just goes away.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, they're pretty nasty at TMZ.
Yeah, they take no prisoners.
Once he got dissed, that was when they cut the video off, but it was amazing television. And, you know, it started out with Kanye talking to Harvey. Is it Harvey Levin? Is that the guy that...
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And giving his, you know, his hack... philosophy and I'm the biggest thing in the world.
Well, he just put out his records, so he needs the press.
That's why he's doing that. Yeah. So it was interesting television and not all that good for Kanye. Speaking of not good for celebs, two of Johnny Depp's ex bodyguards are suing him, claiming they never got overtime or meal and rest breaks. They started working for Johnny in 2016 and immediately noticed things were spiraling downward. Johnny was making sudden and drastic changes to his staff, which meant the bodyguards often had to assume additional duties, including driving. And they were often asked to drive vehicles that contained illegal substances, open containers, and minors. I guess in that order. I'm not sure. I guess if they're all together, that's a pretty bad deal.
Yeah.
They also had to become caretakers for Johnny and protect him from himself and his vices. Like the time he was so hammered at a club, they had to tell him that he had, quote, illegal substances visible on his face. They say they were forced to leave as a result of, quote, the toxic and dangerous work environment and the constant labor code violations of their employers. We had a similar letter to come into us, sent to me by Pony.
Yeah.
Pony, I'm so glad you ended up ripping that letter up. That that made me happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had a similar incident earlier in the show where we had to tell Mike about something on his
face.
But
it wasn't cocaine. Yeah, it was eggs.
It was eggs.
That's right.
They're seeking Rob and Pony and Oscar seeking unspecified
his vices.
And to be honest, I think we can all agree. We can all agree Johnny Depp hasn't been the same since What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I think that movie changed him.
You have illegal yolk on your face. Now, Rob, this is what I alluded to before.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
I know I'm not a fan either, but taking down the British Empire is something that makes me happy. Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon did do a great bit. I used to laugh at it, even though it was Will, where they played the Cord and Tish show on Saturday Night Live. They will do, from London, a live commentary of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding for HBO on May 19th, and they will do it as their broadcast legend characters, Cord Hosenbeck and Tish Cadigan. Now, I don't care about Ferrell. She's funny as this character. Cool.
She is, and on the surface, this is a good idea. But
it is a good idea. It is a good idea.
I can't wait for when it happens, and you and I will watch it. And how many minutes in will you turn it off? That's what I want to know.
But at least it's something. It's HBO, and I think it could be funny just because it's making fun of so many people, like Savannah Guthrie, are going to be licking the faces of the royals, and it's going to be nice to see.
Now that I'd watch.
Like so anyway, we'll see. The only thing that concerns me here, Cord and Tish also hosted this year's Rose Parade on Amazon. Tim Meadows and other special guests will join them. So I don't know why they threw that in there, but we'll see what
lots of good Saturday night flunkies coming by.
And now, common terms with offensive origins.
Oh, I love this.
Paddy wagon. That one probably pretty easy. That's the first one. The name Paddy used to be short for Patrick. It was also used as a derogatory term for Irish people. It might be connected to police vehicles because cops back then were commonly of Irish descent. So there you go with that one. Next one is gypped. Well, that's derogatory towards gypsies, to be cheated out of. So, offensive to some people because it furthers the stereotype that gypsies are dishonest thieves. Number two, long time no see. It's basically like the last one or the first one, but I'm going in the wrong order. Can you tell? So long time no see is number two. It's a way of imitating how Native Americans spoke English. And number one, no can do. You've heard that for years, right?
Yeah.
Today, it's a folksy way of saying can't do something, but in the 1800s, it was a way of making fun of Chinese people who spoke broken English.
I had no idea.
No can do.
And no can do.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Nice work. That could have gone so many different ways.
Yeah, very good.
So many different ways.
He disciplined himself, didn't he? Yeah, he'll be talking to his dad about it later. Facebook
we already
just
have.
Announced a brand new feature that will basically turn into a dating site. You'll be able to opt into the service and turn your current profile into a dating profile. And then they'll find you potentially good matches with other single people who you aren't already friends with. And ironically, Facebook's complete disregard for our security and privacy might actually make this dating site more secure than the other ones. Since they're already they already know so much about you, it could be a lot harder to fake things on their dating site than it is on the other ones. Plus, if you ever wanted a Russian boyfriend or girlfriend, your chances of getting one just went way up. Facebook says the new feature is launching soon, but in the meantime, it's bad news for the other dating sites out there. Match.com and its parent company both had massive drops in their stock price after the announcement on yesterday. So Facebook getting into the dating game, everybody.
They'll have all the details, that's for
and,
sure.
And now a little something-something, a 7-Eleven in California has found a way to keep people from panhandling and loitering outside the store. Crank up the classical music. The owner, Suki Sandu, who owns the franchise in Modesto, said his customers tell him they feel safer since he started blasting symphonies and occasional operas over outdoor speakers. He says once the music started, the riffraff left. The classical music is part of a 7-Eleven program that encourages non-confrontational methods to reduce loitering. Sandu said it eliminates risks faced by clerks when asking panhandlers to leave. He says we have received very positive feedback from our customers about the atmosphere created by the music. And so they're using that at 7-Eleven. The company had no comment on the latest dangerous situation that a 7-Eleven in Modesto is facing.
What's
and
that?
That is, of course, gangs of dangerous cello players. Watch out. I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there to get my Magnum bar. Look at them. They're out there. They got the cellos and cases. I am not going in there.
Swinging we'll that bow.
Yeah, watch out for that bow, baby. We'll take... It's like a Milton Berle joke I just wrote. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Four Network Sports Update. Brought to you by Dan the Fan Man and the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. In feetball, Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year contract with the Minnesota Twins.
Self-life expired on that one.
All right.
Delete.
Bring more.
Yeah, don't get lazy.
Bring more. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Sorry, just on that one, it was just... Wasn't going to go through. I mean, it was great. First time, it was fantastic.
Yeah. All right.
You know, it worked. This segment of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Mother's Day is coming up, and you better not blow it. Just remember, I don't know what they're doing with Sherry's Berries this year, but they are so incredible. And I've always said they were incredible.
Yeah.
But this year, Carly yelled at me over the weekend because I ate like two in one sitting, and you know, they're as big as my head.
Yeah.
It was...
From Podcast Village, Charlie, our buddy, brought in a box of them yesterday, and he had to use a hand truck.
It was
huge.
They are massive.
Yeah. Remember, our listeners can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, when you doppel the berries, that's double for those of you that don't speak German, for just $10 more, your gift will include Sherry's super popular dipped caramel pretzel rods. Mm. Your berries will arrive in a Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrapping required. Fresh, juicy, dipped in milk, dark, and white chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. You choose your guaranteed delivery date, and it's guaranteed full customer satisfaction or your money back. There's only one way to get this amazing deal from Mom. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, when you double the berries for just $10 more this week, your gift will include an extra gift of dipped caramel pretzels. Mr. O'Mara has sampled those as well.
And?
They're incredible.
Mm.
Mother's Day is May 13th, so visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS. That's berries.com, the code TMOS. Hooray for mother.
Mother!
That's the whole Sherry's Berries commercial, Rob.
Yes!
Do you have some audio vault that you want to use?
I have a lovely bit of sound that I think you're going to enjoy very,
very
much.
Good. We're
going to
have time for it after the Sherry's Berries commercial?
Oh, you bet.
Very good. Let's open it up and see what's happening. There we go.
This is, before we get to the Dangerous Kangaroos, I want to address the Tony Awards. The Tony nominees were announced yesterday, and on stage to read the names was Catherine McPhee. Do you remember her from American Idol?
Oh, she's
lovely.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. And I think what they did is, judging from what she says here, they gave her phonetic pronouncers for the names,
mm-hmm.
and I think it messed with her head. She had a bad morning. I'll just say that.
Well, the pronouncers for names or anything else are as good as that they're written, and they can be screwed up, too.
So here she is. She eventually apologized, and she owned it. She made fun of herself on social media, but you had to feel for her. Here's Catherine McPhee with the Tony nominations.
And Mark Rylance, Farinelli and the King. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob. No, I said Neil. No. Alex Ebert of Edward
Sharpe. Stop it right
and
there.
The Magnetic
okay.
Zoo.
Yep. Tiffany Haddish, Catherine McPhee. You get the names, I think, in advance. I don't know what the process is. Never been a presenter. Yeah,
right.
I've been a presenter one time. I think that, you know, when you're coming out and doing this, it's just rehearsing.
Yeah.
And you memorize lines all the time. I'm going to give both Tiffany Haddish, who I gave a hard time to, and Catherine McPhee, who I'm giving a hard time to, a little slack here to say, is there a possibility they would lay these on them
or
when they arrived, or are they woefully unprepared for this?
For some reason, my gut says that whoever is running these presentations,
right,
is saying, it's no big deal. You're just going to read names and we'll have pronouncers.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, these are all the nominees.
Well, for a cold read, a pronouncer is less helpful than seeing the name, because you have to decode it and sort of turn it into words.
Rob's, let me explain what Rob's saying here. He's absolutely right. What that is when you have a pronouncer, you see it in rehearsal, when you're rehearsing it in your own mind,
mm-hmm.
so that you can tackle it, try it. Because if a name or anything needs a pronouncer, then you're
processing
obviously problematic.
Yeah.
So you gotta memorize
slow you down.
SpongeBob SquarePants, if they gave a pronouncer for that,
them.
Yeah, she did say sponge.
Sponge.
She did say sponge.
Well, she's thinking about the phonetics of it.
Yes.
I don't know.
All right, let's hear a little more of her.
That's embarrassing either way.
Catherine, call me.
And Lil C. Miriam. Oh, they did it phonetically. It's just screwing me up.
You got it.
Miriam Buther. Scott Pask. And Michael Jurgen, David Zinn, SpongeBob.
You know that's right. I'm pretty sure that's right. That's how you say that.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
David
Squarepants.
Zinn. Squarepants.
And she eventually she closed by saying, no, I have not been drinking this morning. She had a bad day.
Kind of like doing the national anthem and forgetting the lyrics. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Mike, kangaroos in the news.
Oh.
In Australia. When you go to Australia, what do you want to see? Koala bears and kangaroos, right?
I want to see a Vegemite sandwich.
Oh.
Just like in the song?
Well, I want to see a swag man who's camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree.
All right, then I misphrased the question. If you wanted to see wildlife.
You know, I did see one time, and he sang.
Did he?
Because he was watching his Billy Boyle. And he said, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Let's pretend you wanted to see a kangaroo. There are people that have been taking tourists to see kangaroos because they gather at a mental hospital.
You know, I could sing the whole song for you if you'd like to hear
Would
it.
Would you?
Once a jolly swag man camped by a billy bull under the shade of a coolibah tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy bull, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Thank you. Thank
well
you.
Done, well always. Done, well Thank done.
You. What are your hands Never. Asleep? That man Thank just you. Sang for Thank you. You.
Yeah,
you.
But...
Don't be a dick, Oscar.
No, you clap at everything. Sometimes you got to reserve yourself.
That's what it is, okay.
You're like a seal.
Am I? But we're not talking about seals. These kangaroos tend to congregate on the grounds of a privately owned mental hospital. And people... Mike, people come to see them and they feed them. And the problem is now they've become overly familiar and the kangaroos are attacking. Here's politicians.
The mental health patients?
No, the people that are feeding them. They're just on the grounds of a mental hospital. You see, they shouldn't even be at the mental hospital to begin with. It's privately owned.
Well,
so anyway.
People that are locked up inside, something to look at out the window.
So here's a politician in Australia called Greg Piper warning everyone about the danger at hand.
Up front, please realize these kangaroos are being visited on what is a mental health facility and a residential facility for people with developmental disability. You should not feed these kangaroos, but we know that people are. Certainly, do not feed kangaroos processed food, and be aware that due to the feeding that has occurred, these kangaroos are not just desensitized to human contact, they will literally come to you looking for food. This behavior can actually lead to aggression, particularly from male kangaroos.
So how bad is it? One of the shuttle drivers, his name is Shane Lewis. This is the guy that's picking up tourists and taking them to the mental hospital, describes a recent sighting.
We have seen a lot of people get injured through feeding the kangaroos, where they've been kicked, scratched. Some people, one person even got 17 stitches in their face. There have been scratches on shoulders, body limbs. One guy even left here in an ambulance where his whole stomach got cut from side to side.
Oh, my God.
So kangaroos are big and they're powerful, and I think their move is they grab you and then they kick you. Like, you know, they kick from underneath. So don't go to the mental hospital and feed the kangaroos. Mom, that's
sounds like one of my, sounds like one of my ex-wives. Grab you and kick you.
Speaking of Australia, there is an Australian stand-up named Jim Jefferies. He has a show on Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. And he must have some pretty pretty important friends, because a recurring bit is they go to the weather and the weatherman is Brad Pitt. And so here's Brad Pitt doing the weather on the Jim Jefferies show.
I know you get this all the time, but can I tell you a joke? Didn't we fire you? Okay, here goes. I was hanging out with LeBron James, and he said, "How's the weather down there?" Because he's tall. And I said, "The same as it is up there, changing out a face not before seen in the history of man. Your legacy is pointless. Our people and our memories will all burn."
Right. LeBron is playing great weatherman. I think his legacy is going to be fun. Look, do you have a forecast for us, weatherman?
Yes, I do. We've got sunshine in the west, the south, the east, and over here in the north, the ice caps are melting. And I am so scared. Jim?
Thanks, weatherman.
Sure thing, Jim.
And it's Brad Pitt standing there, but they never say it's Brad Pitt. They just say weatherman. I just think it's very funny. Let us close with this. Mike, good news for all you inebriants out there. Guess who has his own whiskey? Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan has announced that he's launching his own line of whiskey. It doesn't age well.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's a great line. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayPod app. All snail mail for the show
can be sent to Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. But stay away from the ruse. They'll cut you stem to stern.
Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. We can do it. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to
join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mickey Mini Shoes.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Egg yolk.